Good day. In our November challenge, we are on day 3, and today we are going to focus on family. We are going to thank God for the privilege to be His child and pray for our forever family in Christ. Maybe you've never heard that term before, but if you think about it, when we come to know Jesus, we now have an extended family. All those that know Jesus, that are called by Him, that have been chosen by Him, are part of the family of God, and they will be our forever family. So we're going to be praying for them as well today and thanking God, and then we're also going to pray for whoever you have on your heart that needs Jesus, that they would become a part of our family. So we begin with 1 John 3:1-2. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but what we know, that when He does appear, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Father, we are so grateful today to be able to pray and thank You that we are part of Your family, that we have been given the right to become Your children because of our faith in what You did for us through Your Son. We can never stop thanking You, Abba Father. You are our Daddy God. Oh, what a privilege it is to be led by Your Spirit, be Your children. And we have not received a spirit that has made us fearful slaves. Instead, God, You gave us the Spirit where we are now adopted as Your own children, so that we can call You Abba, Father. For Your Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are Your children. And we thank You, Father, that You gave us, that we received You and believed in Your name, that we have the right to be Your children. We are no longer strangers or aliens, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In Him we are being built together into a dwelling place for God by Your Spirit. So, Father, we lift up those in our forever family, that as we have opportunity, help us to do good to them, especially to those who are of the household of faith, knowing that if one member suffers, that we all suffer together. And if one member is honored, help us to rejoice together with them. God, we pray for our forever family, that we will stick together, that we will honor each other, that we will edify each other, we will build each other up and not tear each other down, that we will be careful what we say about each other, that we will not be like the Pharisees or the Sadducees, that were critical, judgmental, malicious, put too much hardship on one another. We won't be legalistic, but we will be kind and loving and just and true and merciful and forgiving, as You are with us, and generous with what we have. And then, God, we end by interceding for that person that is yet to be part of Your family, that person that we know, that we care about. It could even be a blood family member, but has not yet acknowledged the blood of Jesus Christ. And we lift them up right now and ask, God, that they, that You would do whatever it takes to bring them to You, so that they could join with us in becoming part of the forever family. We so yearn for them to know You. We so desire for them to acknowledge that You are Lord, and that they need You, and that You love them. So we thank You, Father. We claim their life for You, because we want to say with You, just one more until You come. That's our plea. That's our motto, that one more would come to know You. In Jesus' name. Again, feel free to share this with others. Help us to get this out, get the word out for others to pray that our county, our churches, our cities will see revival in our time. Yes, yes, by us coming together, crying out in unified prayer. May God bless our prayers today.